Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
He said he went through his phase where he didn't mess with black chicks like that.
I didn't say that.
You did. I heard it.
I said what? I don't know what I said, but I said that.
I think you
said I go through phases when I like, I'm just going to date dark-skinned girls. And just go through that phase.
I went through my phase where they got to be this big, and then, you know.
Everybody go through phases.
Then I got turned out.
I think it's just. I can't find it. I think me as a brown woman, I don't ever hear, like, outcries. I think, because everybody has preferences, right? Everybody has preferences. I only like a guy that's a certain size. I can't go past that size. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really do, like, niggas that got crooked teeth. I can't really do, you know what I'm saying? Just like, just shit that you say. But it's not really, it's about men that have crooked teeth. Not, well, you can't be Asian. You can't have crooked teeth. You can't be white. I'm not really saying that.
So,
you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that.
Maybe it's because you have a problem because you're in a different demographic that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, because I got to find what I can find because.
No, I'm not saying
there's,
that.
There's few black men that I'm not appreciate
saying
that.
What I'm saying is, you can say, I don't want a nigga with crooked teeth, okay? But if a nigga say, I don't want to date a girl.
I don't want to date a dark, woman that's black.
With a certain complexion.
And that's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't.
Like,
find
the thing
it.
Is, you just chose something else that you don't.
Yeah,
really.
But it's just kind of weird to me, I guess. And also because I don't ever, and maybe y'all could correct me. Of course, y'all will, but.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Can't say no crazy shit around us.
Out, like, openly, who gets the most, like.
Grief?
Yeah, who is degraded the most in this society?
Black people.
Black men.
Black women.
Black men.
Black women. If there's somebody they don't want to date, it's always a dark-skinned woman. If somebody has a joke, it's always a dark-skinned woman. Okay. White, black, dark
you
women want
to... colorism shit. Is that what we finna get to? Colorism? Yeah. It's colorism. That's what they call it. Like
I know what colorism is.
Is that what we finna talk about? Why are you looking? You finna throw that word at me.
Unless you about to throw a brick right through your window.
can we discuss
because
this?
Because Brian always gets upset when we talk about things that actually matter.
No, I mean, I believe this is your show, first of all. We can talk about whatever you want to talk
thanks.
About.
Thanks. And yes. I don't need you to be like, oh, come on, guys, it's time for the laugh.
All right, bring back the funny.
All right.
Bring back the chuckles.
Getting too deep
saying,
up in here.
What you're saying is society
maybe,
as a whole.
Maybe I'm just a little bit more sensitive because I have to defend my people.
You don't have to.
But I feel like it's an obligation to
say. Let me tell
you
something.
Fuck you.
Mo,
and you,
Mo,
because
Mo,
nobody says,
Mo,
nobody,
listen,
it's not a big thing that says,
listen,
I don't like light skinned men.
Listen,
it's
first
not
of all,
a big thing.
First of all, yes, time out.
Listen, it's not as big as black
a
women.
Super high yellow nigga, okay?
What you get? You're not black enough?
No.
What?
I've actually had a girl tell me, I'm sorry, you're not dark enough to date me. I'm like, wait, I'm black.
How many
like
times
you
do you hear that, though?
I've heard it. You know what I'm saying? And then these dark skin people look at like light skinned niggas like they soft. Okay,
yeah, most men look at like any light skinned guy like I can whoop his ass
until they run up on me and realize
that's a thing between men.
But it's a thing.
It's not a thing. It's a thing between black men. What I'm talking about is between most races.
You can't
like
use
most
word most in every civilization.
Majority of white men. Don't like black people at all. Don't like black women at all. When that black men have jokes,
this.
What they do.
Oh, listen to this for a second.
Which means teaches other women and shit.
Stop for a second. Mm. I'm going to tell you, in every society, darker, complected people are persecuted the most. In every society across the world. Whites, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, fucking Samoans.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where it is, the darker race people or the darker complected of the same race people are always treated worse. That's how it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even black people do it. Okay. Of course. Even you know, indigenous black people do it. Right. Black people indigenous to Africa or the actual Aborigines.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the same. I don't know why it is. Okay. I'm just pointing out that fact. I don't really have anything to
add to that. Add but to it, but we're just trying to say we know that.
Yes.
Do y'all know who Akali is? Is it Akali? Akala. I'm sorry. Akali. Akala. Do y'all know who Akali is?
I think you're ruining that name, but.
It's Akala.
Nope.
Akala.
What?
I'm just speaking on y'all, the whole race thing and the whole. He was talking about racism in the UK, and I went down this spiral the other day.
Oh,
man.
My God.
It was rough. It was rough because, you know, you from your point of view in America, you think racism is a certain thing. Like, we the only ones have, like, it was worse because he's from Jamaica. He's Jamaican, and he's Irish, too, and he's a rapper over there. But he is so deep, man. He is so deep. I'll play some of this in just a little bit. But going back to Mo's. Defender of darkness.
Defender,
oh,
I love it.
For real? Okay.
I love a black. Darkness. I love black women. I'm not even gonna lie.
You one of the few.
But here's the thing. People point out their dark skin as like that's the only reason why people won't date me. And that's where people start feeling miserably. Because I've heard women say, he don't like black women. Because, you know, he'll rather talk to her than talk to me. And then you look at him like, yes, you dark-skinned. But you're also, you know, 350. You're also, you know, just go down the list of stuff. And you don't work out.
Not in his tax bracket.
It's a whole lot of things that you're not. But you want to pick that one thing.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that. That a lot of guys, some guys don't look at a dark skin because I don't want to talk to her.
So, two things. One, one of my exes, she was telling me about this. Something she brought to my attention. She was like, a lot of the actors that we see, they're creative minded people, they're actors, and there aren't a lot of, historically, haven't been a lot of black women in those same creative zones. Okay. And so, most people they had been around were white women. Okay. And so that's who they got used to dating. And so that's why they end up, some of them end up marrying those people. Okay. And it's not that they don't like black people. It's just they've been indoctrinated to date this one type of person. This is who they first started dating.
Yeah.
And that's what you see a lot of. Also, which is on the fun, have you seen the episode of Atlanta when the white girl and the black girl, like, at the party?
She said, I've been with him for eight years. He found that I'm a good woman that found her.
Yeah, she was like, I've been with him for 8 years. Like, so? Bitch, I ain't had time to put that kind of work. She's like, I love Adrian. I love his name. I love him too. That was so funny to me. Yeah. But honestly,
I get that though, because if you're a black guy, just think about you're a black guy in Utah. And you're around all these Chick-fil-A women.
Oh my
all nice and sweet. And then the first time you interact with a black chick, she come up acting like McDonald's. Of course you're going to run to the Chick-fil-A again, you know. So, but you got once you're around
a lot
of them.
But I try my best to be so nice and like.
You could be the prettiest peach, but there's always going to be niggas that don't like peaches. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Listen, in college there was this black girl who I saw on campus. And I was like, oh my God, this girl is gorgeous. She was bad. And like, I was like, God damn. And then and she was a black girl. Then I saw like her boyfriend who was like the frattiest of white boys you've ever seen in your life. Like super fratty. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And I haven't even talked to this girl yet. Just seen him from afar. And I saw her a bunch of times between classes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? So then I remember we was at this club and like she knew a friend of mine. And I ended up meeting her and listening to her.
Turns you off.
Oh, she was a white girl in a black girl body. Like oh. she grew up. She was adopted by white people. Went to an all white high school in an all affluent all white place. She smoked cigarettes.
Mm.
She joined the white sorority. She was just white, like, and just that's what she knew. She didn't really see black people for real like that until she got to college, and that's what she was just indoctrinated around. And so I was like, well. I understand. You know, 'cause at first I was like, I'm appalled.
Yeah.
Then I was like, no, I'm good now. I understand. So maybe that's the thing.
And sometimes meeting your crush or whatever ruins it too.
Because,
you know, you see a chick from afar and you be like, damn, she's bad. She's nice. She's bad. Then you get around, and you talk for a minute, and just start just start chipping away. Yeah. Like your whole expectation is over with.
Also, I guess. I also think that like black women have to be so hard for so long and be such strong people for so long, they don't know how to let go of that sometimes.
Yeah, I can be the face of that too.
Like the thing is, like guys, especially me, I want to be head of the household because that's just what I want to be. I am a naturally aggressive guy who I want to be head of the household.
Right.
And so I want to be primary. That's just who I am. And so if I have a woman who also wants to be that, that's going to be tension. You know what I'm saying? Because we're both going to want to take the point.
Right.
And two people can't be head.
Yeah, you can't. And you also don't want to be in the same situation. I think that women have black women tend to, I think in the beginning, tend to let our guard down fast, right? For do men. Initially, and then when they meet fuck niggas that don't want shit,
she pointed at you like fuck niggas. you just jarred loose something happened the other day that I had packed away in my memory, and I'm gonna tell
when they encounter niggas that don't want shit, you know,
but y'all gotta learn to weed them niggas out though.
Yeah, but it to a certain extent, yeah, but you can't blame. You can't put all the blame on women.
I asked a black woman this question.
When a man comes and he wants something, regardless if it's just sex, if it's just, you have to meet the woman that wants that. Because I feel like a lot of times, a lot of men feel like they have to put this game on to get women to put this shit down.
I'm going
to
say two things.
And then when this thing goes down, y'all want to act like fucking clowns. I don't understand.
I've learned that, like, if I say, hey, you know what, I'm not really looking for something, I think you're gorgeous, and, you know, somehow convey to her that I'm just trying to have sex, nothing crazy, that's actually led to that happening more times than it hasn't, you know, because I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
Well,
but some people haven't learned that.
Some people don't want to.
Don't want a relationship.
They don't
want
to put that out in the atmosphere that's all they want is just sex. Not saying that the latter will get them anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. I'm a whore. Mm-hmm. I just want some pussy. That's it. I mean, that's exactly what you're saying, to be honest with you.
And then some women, you just have to know that some women would feel like these niggas ain't worth their pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Some women feel like that. Now we have an impasse.
And then that's true. And so if I'm like, I'm not on what you own.
But what you said earlier,
I'm
like,
not on what you own.
Women, and this is just, somebody posted this today, and it just shows you the level of block in some people's mind. Like they automatically on the defensive. So this chick said, when meeting someone online or in person and you guys exchange numbers, is getting the Google Voice number an insult? You already telling me it's a red flag for me if you give me your Google number. I mean, you already.
But nobody knows that until
you call. Yeah. Oh, so when I call and it's a Google number, I'm already not calling back no more. I'm done.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I'm done on that one.
I'm done.
You're not necessarily done, but I don't know you.
Then why give me any number?
Because what if I'm intrigued by you, but I don't know you?
That's just like the argument that we had.
But that's just like the argument I had about when this nigga was like, got mad because he was like, well, what if we chill at my spot? And the woman was like, I want to go out to dinner with you, but I don't want to go to your house because I don't know you.
First of all.
And he got mad and went off and was like, that's why women doing this shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. To me, that's the same situation. Yeah,
because you can block your number.
Because I have a Google number.
You can block your number.
And I will definitely give it out.
See, I got a Google number. And the thing is, I don't think, that's not a red flag for me because I'm with you. Like, I believe that you should protect yourself from everything at all times. Okay, but the same is, there's people who I don't want to have my phone number.
Block it.
Nah, I don't want this person to have my real phone number. Okay, I'm not sweating that. I mean, like, hell, there's an app that you can get where you can create burner phone numbers and just give them that, and you can set it. It can expire when enough text messages come in or if enough time has passed.
That is too much work.
No, it ain't.
It's not. I guess I'm looking at it from my point of view.
From my point of view, and I said this before, it takes me a long time to even like somebody.
This
right here would be like, okay, I'm not going
to
do this.
And I'm not going to like discredit you as a man, like your experiences, but women have to deal with a lot of shit. It's like getting shot because you saying no to dance with a nigga.
I get that.
What I'm saying? Just anything. And so if I want to protect myself from just a random nigga, just because you might be cute and say, hey, what's up? I think you're cute. I want to fuck. Cool. here's my number. And I'm giving my Google Voice number. That don't necessarily mean that I don't.
Or just give him your IG. Or just give him your. That's. It's okay. Just too much work.
Okay. Well, you have too many standards.
I'm not like. I'm not hooked. I'm not.
You have too many fucking standards.
I'm not getting caught up on the whole Google Voice thing.
It's a fucking number. Yeah. It's just a number. You got the number.
Your tolerance for anything is
too very low.
It's
right.
Too,
it's, like,
you got to loosen that a little bit. Your guitar string on that is way too tight.
Right.
That can't be the thing that.
It does.
It
bothers me, man. Just like, really? Now I got to fight through this? Now,
you're not fighting. You call, literally calling a number, and if she answers, she answers. She still has to talk. Like, what the fuck? What are you mad about?
I'm not mad. I'm just bothered that I couldn't get your real number from the jump.
Why?
Nigga, you ain't shit.
Right? How about that? Yes, I am.
Because you
like most
you don't even want shit.
Right, is that what you gonna put on my thing? You don't even want
shit. Yes. Nigga, you don't even want shit. Yes,
I mean,
I do.
That to me, that's true. Like, ever since you talked to me about this bullshit, I'd be like, but you definitely don't want shit.
First of all, I do.
Okay, it's probably not what these people want.
I was going to bring up something.
I was going to ask you, back to the conversation we had about like black women and some of them being so hard. Like, there was a question I asked. When I was dating, this question I asked women.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially after like 3 or 4 days just to see where their heads at. Okay, let's say we got married.
Yeah.
All right? And we live in the house and there's 2 floors of this house, right? The bedroom's upstairs. Okay? We're in the bedroom. We have kids.
Yeah.
All right. We hear a noise downstairs.
Yeah.
Right. Who's going downstairs? Me or her?
Probably you.
And I would say me. I would ask me or you. Who's going downstairs? To
be honest. No. Like initially, like my first thought, I would probably say, "What was that?" And you'd be like, "Probably the kids."
No.
Go down
no,
there and see
I'm
what
saying
it is.
Something's down. We know someone's in the house.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going downstairs?
Oh, probably you.
Yes. It's not probably. The answer is always me. Okay? All right? Always me. Here's why. Because I'm bigger than everybody and I'm the guy. Okay? You go and protect the babies. Because if it gets through me, I need you to protect the babies.
Yeah.
Okay? If a woman answers that question, like, oh, I can go downstairs, we're not going to work. Okay? I know right there that we're not going to work.
Maybe you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
But the thing is.
I mean, this is obvious.
But I've encountered women who.
Your physique is obvious.
No, but I've encountered women who will be like, no, a woman can go downstairs too. It ain't even about that. It's about that.
Yeah, they can. But are they?
They can. But you don't need to. You can do anything you want. But
I know.
I'm not. How am I going to feel?
If you're not home, okay, I'm going to get the bag.
First of all, how am I going to feel if I'm cuddling the babies and you downstairs.
Fighting.
You know what I'm saying? Doing wet work. Okay? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. You the alpha. Okay?
You ain't got them.
You the done dollar.
You ain't Jessica Jones' ass.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I married Black Widow. Okay?
Yes.
Even then, I'm like, hey, man, you stay upstairs. I'm going to handle this.
That shit was
okay?
So funny. She tried to pick that. He tried to pick that refrigerator up. She just, oh, excuse me.
Right. And so, like, that question, that's my weed out question. If you answer that
even
question.
Even if I was trained, like.
Yeah, like you was a cop.
Secret Service
trained. Like you actually a cop.
Like I would probably still be like.
If we say this, if she's like, okay, I'm in the FBI. I'm also, you know what I'm saying, used to be Special Forces.
Right.
Okay, now we can negotiate that.
She's been an MP
right.
and
Alpha. Because, you know what I'm saying?
And you a male nurse.
Right. Right. And we still probably not going to work because I don't date women that can beat my ass. Yes. Okay? Because at some point, I'm going to say something to you that you're not going to like.
I
can't have you swinging on
she
me.
She can beat your ass right. 6 months pregnant.
You know I can't. We not go work out. Okay? My mouth is just reckless sometimes.
Just give me my manhood back.
Right. So like, you
and
know what?
That reckless mouth.
Yeah.
That's a weed out for me.
No,
why see, your mouth got to be reckless?
I'm not gonna call you out your name, but as any of my friends will tell you, I don't mince my words. No, seriously.
That reckless or is that honest?
No, I'm honest.
Sometimes
you don't need to be reckless.
Sometimes, like if I'm mad and I'm really mad, shit. Like I'll say, like it's like all
so
emotion
you,
goes out.
But do you say shit that's true or do you
say shit
that
also
that you come back and be like, I didn't mean that?
No. I never apologize. Anything I said, I meant to say at that moment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it made you feel that way, but that's on you, but I'm not sorry I said it. I don't have diarrhea at the mouth, and I don't say just crazy shit. I'm not that, but I'm not the person who's going to lie to you, and I'm not the...
What bothers me is that why does it have to come out at that point? Why can't it come out any
because
other time?
You asked for it.
No, it comes out all the time. Like, no.
You know why.
was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You never see that movie?
You know why. Punch me in the nuts. What movie was that?
That was
it was about somebody's boyfriend.
Oh, God. That was funny as shit.
Oh, my God.
He opened the door and she hit that.
Was it Wedding Crashers? It wasn't Wedding Crashers.
It wasn't Wedding Crashers.
No, it wasn't.
At the end.
Yeah,
at the
end.
She punched
him. Yeah, because they were
stupid.
That shit was funny as shit.
But no, yeah.
I got to find that.
I can't deal. Oh, yeah, because, honey, no. I can't deal with reckless.
What happens in Vegas?
Reckless mouth men.
Yep, what happened in Vegas, yeah.
Yep. That's Jason Sudeikis, too.
Yes. That man kills me.
Bam!
You know why.
You know. She was on her knees.
Right in the, she said she was gonna do it at the beginning of the movie. Punch him in the nuts. You know why.
And that was the ultimate movie too, because he wore her down.
Right.
She was like, fuck it, I guess so. Yeah. I guess we're doing this.
He
now.
Broke up with her at the surprise party.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What about, last thing, what about Candace Owens? Did you see that interview that she did?
I'm not sure who Candace Owens is.
Oh. When Candace Owens is fucking.
That's
said that the black, talking about the black people in the front versus the That's black people in the back.
Nope, never heard that.
Candace Owens.
Huh? Yeah, look it up.
Is she
C-A-N?
Mm-hmm.
Is she even D-I-C-E. Relevant? Who's that?
Look, just look.
She look a little rough.
Is that? I know what you're talking about. She talking about some.
But she had that. Where was she? Was it wasn't a TED talk?
And this
was
the one.
It?
This the one that Kanye said.
Yes, he liked the way Candace Owens.
She
thinks.
Liked the way she thinks.
What did she say? First of all, you can't listen to shit Kanye say.
Actually, Kanye's a genius, but sometimes
he is a genius. But you know,
release
genius,
some music.
But genius, you know, people think that
you
they
can't
unhinged.
Be. Here's the thing. Geniuses think different than other people. We'll give you that.
Yes, they do.
But his problem is he knows he is. He's a genius. Okay, but his genius
he's
doesn't translate over to every fucking thing.
No, it doesn't.
He's a
genius,
musical genius, yeah. But everything else needs to shut the fuck up. And he's outspoken.
And George Bush doesn't like black people.
Right. That shit.
He didn't know what to do.
Myers took a step to the side and shut the fuck up. Okay.
And George Bush does not like black people.
I'm trying to see where she said. Where did she?
First of all, like I remember when Kanye West got on stage and acted the fool when he didn't win. And you put this nigga on a mic from a live
that nigga,
microphone?
That nigga trying to goddamn what he was taking up for Beyonce.
Oh
the
yeah.
Beehive again.
Yeah. That nigga, I want somebody to ride for me like Kanye ride for
Kanye.
Beyonce.
That was like way Jay-Z was like, I didn't even do that shit. Why
and
is
Beyonce,
he doing it?
Beyonce is the greatest of all time. Because she made that video, she didn't have to fucking lose it. That was a conspiracy.
No. Okay.
Taylor Swift she took that award from Michael Jackson, first
time
of
out,
all.
Time
I
out.
Thought that was a scam.
You gotta understand why she won. Okay?
Wow.
She won because it was a MTV Viewer's Choice Award, some shit like that. Okay? This is by little white people. Okay? Little young white people who voted for who they liked.
Yeah.
All right? That's why he, you know, like, you can't just act a fool. Just because. I mean, his shit was better. I mean, her shit was better, but, you know, they weren't really checking for Beyonce like that. And then niggas didn't vote. Come on.
At all.
Jackson was a human being, but damn it, he was a king. Long live the king.
The MTV Video Music Awards took place on Sunday night, September 13th, live from New York City's Radio City Music Hall. Awards were won by Taylor Swift.
Where's the goddamn the shit?
I'm trying to find this video that's not happening. I want
interrupted.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. Best videos of all time.
Look at Taylor.
Kanye Trump. Walk away.
And during their speech, lobbied for
Why did they let this nigga have money?
Do it again. Then again.
Kanye shrugged. Walk away.
At everybody's face.
She was like, "Oh my God, Kanye."
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
I love it though. What you got? So, like, I like that Kanye.
Yeah.
Okay, he was super outspoken.
I miss the old Kanye.
I mean, he told the truth. You know what I'm saying? But he's outspoken the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He lost his shit.
He didn't realize the voting parameters.
Yeah. He lost his shit when his mom died.
Well, I'm sorry for that. Like MTV, like he acted a fool when he didn't win an award. He lost to Evanescence. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know who that is.
Going Under. You know, if you heard the song, you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
Wake me up inside.
Yeah, that's not Going Under, but.
Huh? It is Evanescence.
That's not Going Under. That's not
Oh, I was like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, Going Under. But that's the next song of Evanescence. No, you need to find Candace Owens. Stop this shit. Oh my God, I remember this song.
You remember this song?
You don't remember this?
You
know he's like 85.
First of all, I know songs y'all don't know.
No, he got no. You know song you don't know. We've had this conversation.
What?
This video.
I've never heard this before.
This video is actually when they put this. It's actually pretty good for what it is. You just watch the video.
But if you had to vote today, they played you Kanye's song. This was up against in this song. Would you give this song to them? That award today. What song was it Kanye had?
I don't remember what it was.
What song? For what?
But I don't know if it was an album or no. I think it was the album. Maybe College Dropout or something. I don't remember what it was. But the thing is, it's MTV. Like,
yeah. Why you care about that award?
Yeah, like they weren't really checking for you like that. It's MTV.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, Mo, about that girl. she's a right wing black woman who was talking about men getting shot or some shit like that and. He said something about, I like the way you think, and she went all crazy, like, oh, Kanye retweeted me.
Yeah, but I'm talking about more of what she said, how she approached those people. There was a clip that I was trying to find, and it was about they had this meeting, basically, and the people that were in the back were chanting Black Lives Matter. And, you know, there was some black people in the front as well, and she was like, see, and that's why I see these people in the front right here, this is why they're going to do so much better in life than those back there, because it's a victim mentality versus a victor mentality. And she was like, y'all speaking about Jim Crow, blah, 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 but y'all didn't have to live through it. Like, y'all bringing up old stuff, blah, blah. Like, it was just...
Well, she's crazy as shit.
It was horrible. Like, the way that she talked to them, it was just...
First of all, okay, so you can't take the opinion of everybody to heart. Like, some people are just full of shit and they think a certain way.
Opinion of everybody to heart, but what it is like, people that have the space and the opportunity of media to, like, to spread that shit. I got Twitter to go in there
and say you ain't about shit, and you don't know the fuck you talk about.
How many views are you going to get?
You'd be surprised.
Hmm.
I mean,
is it going to impact... Like,
look,
a lot?
At the end of the day, we all
gonna have to... I don't know who this person is. Okay, you just brought her up. I don't know her. Okay, I have tailored my Google to give me the stories that matter. Yes. All right, look, Google. You know what I'm saying? Look,
if something pops up, you need to calibrate my Google.
My Google alerts or like with something I need to know pops up, I know about it.
Here's what you need to know.
Fuck about her. Okay, like seriously, I hit it and everything I need to know pops up.
Okay,
Oh, this shit happened. You should check it out. I have no idea who that is, and I don't even care.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, just because a person has a platform, I mean, you need to listen to them.
No, you don't need to listen. It's not like I heard the whole thing, but I heard what I thought I needed to see. Like, if it's versus, like, something that's like, wow,
just because,
don't need to support her.
Just because they're black doesn't mean that they're for the cause, okay?
We know this.
A good amount of black people are full of shit.
We know
okay?
this.
Okay? Like,
we
listen
know
to you just
because
you black.
We know this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, of course not. That black man, who's the black man that they had used as a spokesperson for the NRA? Who was that? He seemed like a fucking idiot.
I have no idea.
Oh my God, you guys.
I have no idea. If it says NRA, I don't want to even want to talk to it. What's fucked up is I thought about wearing some t-shirts in the gym. I used to go out to Holcomb Bridge. These guys wore their NRA shirts every day. The same shirt sometimes. It was like three of them.
And it said what?
NRA. I was gonna make me some shirts that said FK NRA and just wait for them to say something to me. But you know what?
You also in Johns Creek.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You're outside the perimeter. You're not protected out there. All right. And we can't get to you fast enough.
That look good, don't it?
I was like,
look
at my face.
She was like, who that?
I was really moving. I was like,
I can also go to.
You sure you want the video? You want the video us?
I only got this one going this way. I don't have the other one.
No, I'm just saying, but look, are you sure this is the train you want to ride? Okay? Because we say do the dumbest of shit.
Oh, yeah. Talking about if we do it Thursday. Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I want them to I say some crazy shit. And I don't need to put a face to a name.
It's just Facebook Live, man.
Nigga. Oh, you that big nigga said that dumb shit that one time.
What?
Like, you that big nigga that said that dumb shit that one time. Hell fuck yeah, I said
that's
it.
Me. Right. They're like, you know people like to put faces to names.
I know. That's like, they're like, I wonder what Doug look like. He says crazy shit. I'm like, look, because I'm not the type of person you can run up on. Like, I'm not. Okay? don't run up on me talking about that. I did some crazy shit. Because then I'm.
Look at my side profile.
Look, I'm super, you know, I get defensive. Keep in mind, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Is that not accurate? Really.
No, I'm
not defensive. I didn't think so.
But it does look good, though.
What look good?
Mm-hmm. It's clear.
I can actually change scenes if I had the other camera, so it'll go back and forth.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some actual work now, though.
Yeah. I'm going to have to really, when we get into it like that, I can do both screens up together.
Like that time when what's the name? Jumped on Chris? Toya? About the comic book?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know a fucking thing about Black Panther.
Accurate.
He knew his shit. You know what I'm saying?
They got into like a sparring match of like, no, that was in the comic book.
No, it wasn't.
That's farther.
Okay, so there's a bunch of runs of Black Panther.
Right.
One, and they're all, some of them written by like white people.
Yes.
Okay, and there's one run that people just don't like because they made Black Panther look misogynist.
Yes.
Okay, and like, so everyone's like, we're not even fucking with that one.
Yeah.
And that was part of the one that Chris was quoting, and she was like, we're not even gonna go on this run because
no one likes him.
No, seriously, if they had made that movie based on on that run,
I'm sorry. Maybe they turn this down. Yeah. It sounds good.
And if they had focused on that movie on that run, it wouldn't have been successful at all because it was just kind of misogynist. They made them look kind of like savages and shit like that. So, yeah. So that's what. And we had our city ground rules at the
Black
beginning.
Black Panther, yo. More than $1 billion worldwide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a fucking, like, win.
Yeah, and then you about to get part two of that shit in Avengers.
Weekend, yeah.
Are you going to see it?
I'm going. Day one, first person. I've seen it all.
I thought I was supposed to go this weekend and when it was coming out, but then I found out it wasn't coming out this weekend. So
there's a
stupid
thread on Twitter about who's going to die
first. I think Captain America dies.
I think that who's Thanos? Is that Thanos? Who's his daughter?
Gamora.
I think she's going to die.
Nope.
You've seen it already?
No, I just think she's going to die.
I think she's going to die just because I think that they're going to show how heartless this nigga is.
No. They're going to flash back to her childhood and show you how heartless this nigga is. Like, there's a scene where she's the child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, I read the comics, so I understand what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or I understand who Thanos is. Thanos isn't the guy you bring around and, like, nobody dies.
Right.
When Thanos shows up in the comics, he kills people. Like, he showed up and killed half the world superheroes. So, half the world, you know what? There's a good chance that all of them motherfuckers die except for one. All right? And they bring them back. Guess what? He had the Infinity Gems, once he gets them all,
yeah.
He can do that. You have complete control of everything. And so, that's what he wants. He wants to kill half the world
Vision
people.
Dead.
Yeah, he gonna rip that shit out of his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that. Vision's dead. This nigga's dead.
But no, seriously, I think Thanos is
Buck
gonna kill.
Dead.
I don't think he's gonna fuck with Bucky.
Why?
Because
Bucky can't do shit.
Bucky can't do shit. Bucky's a super soldier.
Yeah, he's a super soldier.
But Captain America's died in the comics. Okay. Plus, Chris Evans doesn't want to do Captain America anymore.
Yeah,
plus
I heard.
Both Bucky and Falcon have both been the new Captain America. So if he dies, then they have somebody else take up the mantle. He's not in Captain America, just he's Nomad.
Why does Captain America don't want to be Captain America no more?
Well, he's done it for it, and they don't pay a lot. Marvel don't pay them people. Marvel don't pay them people for real.
Basically.
Like, they don't pay them a lot.
He's probably like, fuck this shit. Yeah, I do all this damn marketing stunts.
Yeah, and he can do all kind of other shit. And so he's just like, fuck it. So I think Thanos is going to, I think it's going to be a but great fucking movie.
I love Chris Evans.
It ain't like Chris Evans can't go and do movies outside of that. But yeah. He can do other shit.
He has a good range. I'm forgetting like what he played before Captain America.
Because you think of him so much in Captain America.
Yeah.
He was actually Johnny Storm in Fantastic Four.
He was.
He was in The Replacements.
But wait a minute. Yes. Wasn't the black guy from Black Panther when
he was in the remake.
Johnny Storm too, yeah. So he was also in...
with Jessica Alba as his sister.
Yeah.
Yes. Johnny. Yeah. Johnny.
He's done a lot of things. He's done like some independent films. He has a pretty good range. You remember him as Captain America.
Yeah, because he's done it for
that's
so
just
long.
Like, that's just like Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. But he's giving up their role too.
He needs to. He's been doing it just as long, longer.
Just like Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Yes.
But he's dead now, so.
Old man Logan is, but they're going to be another guy. They're rebooting the series. So
He died.
No, not in real life. Yeah, and you haven't seen Logan?
I feel like.
Time out. You haven't seen Logan? Logan.
I can't remember. He died at the end of that. I thought I remember seeing that little girl and him walking hand in hand.
No,
he must have fell asleep.
Yeah, because like they didn't walk hand in hand in that movie at all. Like he was dead or dying, and she came and held his hand
and then transferred some energy to him.
No, you're thinking about
Star Wars.
No, she's thinking about Rogue. No, like end of Logan. Logan is actually even if it wasn't a superhero movie, that's a good movie. It was a really good movie.
Hey, can you explain this to me, though?
Yes.
Inquiring minds want to know. Maybe just my mind. I thought Professor X was dead. Logan, he's not.
Okay. So, they're continued. Like, Days of Future Past. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
That reset the continuum. So, there's movies that happened before it. Okay? And you go to the Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Then when old girl sent Wolverine back in the past to change things,
uh-huh.
and they tried to assassinate the guy,
that
changed the whole continuity.
Oh, and so
old man, but I don't know where old man Logan falls. Okay,
because Logan doesn't change at all. I feel like he's still like
he's the same person. You know, the same person plays him, but
like his time, the continuity is different.
Yeah, the continuity is different. And
he's
so,
lived in different times and hasn't changed as much as everybody else has.
It's slightly more complicated than that. There's certain movies that go on a certain timeline, and then they change something, and so it changed the timeline. So you have these next movies, like the last movie you saw with Apocalypse, was on a different timeline. That was set during the 80s. So the first three movies we saw,
that's when Jean was young,
and now they're about to do Dark Phoenix, which is when she is young and she gets to Dark Phoenix and she kills a whole bunch of shit. Okay, so Wolverine will be back. He's back in that timeline too, but I don't think he's not with the X-Men on. I'm not sure what how they're going to do it, but
yeah, because they did a lot of movies before he would make appearances, but he wouldn't actually be with them.
Now they're going to do one more movie, and then they're going to move X-Men into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, so they got a whole another four stages.
Oh shit!
They about to get billions of dollars from you people.
I gotta go.
No, I'm like I can't.
I won't be there.
I'll be there, but I'm not going to like it.
No, I'm telling you why you're going to like it. Okay, so I'm explaining to you. I'm about to super nerd your eyes right now. Okay, so.
Super nerd, y'all.
They have this movie coming out called Ms. Marvel.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay. Now, that's set during the 90s. Okay. If you read the comics, Ms. Marvel, she got her power from this guy named Mar-Vell. He was this Kree.
Yeah.
The thing called Kree. Well, they can shapeshift. Okay. And you find that there's this, like, so when you read these comics, and then they talk about the Kree, and they talk about that some of the things that happen. Like, the people who you thought were superheroes were actually Kree in disguise. And so everything you think you knew was wrong. And so they're going to show her movie. That's going to be the last one. Then they're going to do the next stage where some of these people who you thought died didn't die. Or some people who died, or you thought died didn't die. Or people who thought didn't die actually died. And everything is going to be changed.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to fuck it up. You know, like, stuff's going to blow your mind. Like, one of the things that they're people are speculating is, you remember, I don't know if you saw the movie when... Quicksilver died.
Yeah.
he may have been Cree. It's a lot of stuff's gonna happen. It's gonna blow your mind.
I can't. Okay, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
Because I the what?
That's worse than goddamn watching 11 hip hop shit.
Oh, right.
No, you shut your stupid mouth.
Mother hip hop. Hip-hop.
You're gonna tell what's that, married to such and such, and then they slept with what's the name?
Nah.
Like, okay.
But no, it's just gonna reset.
I don't even get over that anymore.
It's just gonna reset the timeline.
Yeah.
Because like Marvel, like Marvel has a plan. Okay. To they're gonna put all these superheroes out in different time. You know what I'm saying? Hold this whole plan to go on for years. Okay. And they're gonna make billions of dollars. You know. And so that's part of the plan. Well, you got DC who's just throwing shit at the wall to see what happens. Yeah, see the stick. Okay. They're like, oh!
See the stick.
Ah,
right. Then they let Batman go, so that was that.
They sure did.
So I'm trying to say.
They should have kept Christian Bale.
Do you feel like you're in
Christian
charge?
Christian Bale style.
That's what he said. I bought you, and this gives you power over me.
That Bane?
Bane? That is my favorite thing. He's like, I paid for you. Do you feel in charge? It's like I paid you. He's like, and this gives you power over me. And then he killed him. I was like,
Bane, that dude
is great. Like,
but I did not know who that was. Like, when I realized who it was as an actor, I was like, the niggas, the shit that they put themselves through to make these roles.
Like, but that
how
guy
much
in
he
that
beefed up.
Listen, that guy in that character, like some of the shit he said. I was like, this guy is the real.
Yes. And when you find the story of it, it was just crazy. Bane, I didn't even,
I didn't even fuck with Bane like that until I saw him.
Christian Bale was the best, I think he was the best Batman out of all.
Yeah, he's best Batman ever.
Ben Affleck, bye.
First it was Michael Keaton until.
He was okay. Michael Keaton
those,
was okay.
Those movies were.
Val Kilmer, he can let
that.
It go. He was terrible. George Clooney was terrible.
Those movies were more cartoony than anything.
Yeah,
it was more like Tim Burton type movies.
Yeah.
When Uma Thurman was in it.
Yeah. And what was it like?
I think maybe because it was more about Christopher Nolan more so than anything. Yeah. The director.
He showed you how a real man can become Batman.
Right.
That's what it was. It wasn't
right.
It wasn't this crazy
because,
cartoony shit.
Because you know,
it was,
Batman doesn't have any superpowers.
Yeah. He got to beat his bitch to sleep power.
that nigga knees are awful.
Right?
It was like bone to bone. He had no cartilage.
You know what superpower? Money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tony Stark had the same superpower.
Money. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's
and you know, but who else is it? But I was thinking about Superman though was one of the only niggas like in this little realm that was born.
Yeah, you've heard that quote in Kill Bill, where you've seen Kill Bill.
Yeah.
At the second movie, when Bill was talking to the bride, and he was like talking about Superman is born. When we had the suit on, that's who he is.
Right.
When he goes to Clark Kent, that is his costume.
Right.
Okay, that's how he views us. You know? Like, it's a pretty deep quote.
Everybody else has to put on
Yeah, everybody else?
Yeah.
Not everybody, but most of them do.
Most of them
They're
do.
They remind me of a joke.
Yeah, but, you know, like, Superman is who all other superheroes are deluded from. He's like the godfather.
They remind me of a joke. This guy was on the top of the Empire State Building. There was a bar up there. There's a bar at the top.
This is going to be crazy.
So he walked into the bar, and this guy was sitting on the bar having some beers. And the guy's like, hey, man, how you doing? I got you out of work. He said, oh, man, welcome. Come have a beer with me. So he sat down beside him. He said, what you drinking? He said, I'm drinking a superpower beer, man. He said, what? Every time I drink this beer, it gives me superpowers. He's like, you lying. He said, watch this. He drank the beer. Then he walked out on top of the platform looking over the city. The motherfucker just jumped. The dude said, oh, shit. Lost his mind. The bartender just wiped clean the glass, just looking at him. A few minutes later, the guy came up in the elevator and walked over. Let me get another one of them superpower bills. The guy like, what the fuck? He said, I told you they were superpower bills, man. So the guy said, let me get one of those bills, too. Give me one of them bills. So the guy who walked in, he drunk it down. He said, how you doing? Yeah, just go on over there and jump off. The guy walked through the ledge and jumped. Splat. The bartender looked at him. That's fucked up, Superman.
I knew where this was going. That was terrible. Okay. You're actually banned from jokes.
Look at Mo's face.
Okay. Mo's face says it all. You're banned. You,
that
sir, are
horrible.
Done.
Because you're thinking about the man in time.
He didn't have to do him like that.
That's his version of Superman. His Superman's an asshole. Okay?
I feel like that's what happened to Superman after he died and came back to life.
Oh, no. Like, okay, so black suit Superman. Okay. He didn't give a fuck when he showed up. It was like, oh God. Oh God, run. Look, black suit Superman, we give a fuck. Like, what they did wrong in that. They did this comic called The Death of Superman.
Yeah.
Where he actually comes back and like you see him like there's signs of who they think is Superman, but he's in a black suit with a mullet. And he don't give a fuck about anybody. He's beating the shit out of people, collecting his powers, like because Doomsday kills him. And then he comes back, and like he doesn't have power.
Was it the same way that they did in Justice League? Kinda, the way they brought it back?
Yeah, they not really. Kinda. No.
How did he come back?
He wasn't completely dead. He was like
sedated or something.
No, so let's say if his power level was 1,000,000.
Yeah.
Okay. He had one left on his power level.
Oh, okay.
And so when he woke back up. He didn't know who he was. His high level brain function just wasn't firing. He was not having that shit. That's why when they had the black pants on, it's kind of like alluded to it because when he came back, he was done with everybody's shit, you know. And they kind of wanted to allude to that.
Look at you spilling shit.
I spilled this a while ago. I had to put my tip, my joke.
Well, everybody got these black suits. Everybody got some good shit going on. I'm over it.
I like black suit Superman.
I can't wait to see all this shit.
Yeah.
This is about to be the best.
Also, I don't think anybody from Wakanda's gonna die.
They better not. We ain't came too far. They got them losing the battle. That ain't ours.
It's ours. Okay, because they haven't found the soul gem yet, so it may be in Wakanda.